Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Fiction. Science fiction. Horror. Fantasy. Crime. LGBT. Thriller.
You have now entered the House of Mystery with your hosts, Eric Shapiro, David North Martino, John Copenhaver, and Al Warren.
Heard on KCB 106.5 FM Los Angeles,
102.3 FM Riverside,
and 105.0 AM Palm Springs.
Oh, welcome back, and here we are with medium Jim Hunt. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So tell me, Jim, when did it all start, and when was the first time you started communicating with spirit?
I would say it would have started at an earlier age, closer to 5, 6, age of reasoning, I guess, would make more sense, you know, that type of thing. And I would just, people would consider me just having my imaginary friends, that kind of thing. So I didn't feel too out of place until I got older, but I would say around 5 or 6.
Did you know what it was and what was happening at that age, or what did you think it was?
I didn't know why older people were talking to a six-year-old. It didn't make much sense. And I would ask or inquisitively ask my mom or my little friends and just say, do you see her? Do you know what she's trying to, what she means? Because I grew up in a part of Montreal, Quebec, where it was very new immigrants were coming into Canada. So I met a lot of Italians and Portuguese and Polish, Ukrainian. So I would, if they brought their parents over, they would be talking to me in the most strangest of languages until they understood that I only knew English. So it was kind of cool.
So how did your mother react when you told her you were speaking to the dead?
I think I was kind of blessed because my mother was slightly intuitive herself. Not completely spiritual in the sense, but she knew things that would blow our family's minds and say certain things and they would come true. She was very much a futurist of sorts in her abilities. She was a pretty good woman.
So when you became a teenager and in high school, did you keep your communications with the spirit world a secret?
It's almost, I don't know how to express this. It's almost like I had to hide a lie or be the big joke or like the big joker, sorry, the type of person that would try and pay attention to everybody around my peers, especially in high school, because they never would have understood. This was the 70s. There's just no way. There could have been free love and free speech, but there certainly was a connection to people being mentally ill in their eyes, and I would have been chastised and abused my whole time in school.
So that was the time of the exorcism and dark shadows and kind of had a spooky feeling to talking to the dead. So did that cause any problems on the religious side?
Thank you for that question. Sometimes I would feel different energies that would be different from one to the other. I was able to, at a very young age, know what was bad and what was good in my spiritual world, in my mediumship or watching people. I knew when they were bad and I knew when they were good. And I'm to this day at 56 the same way. I know them right away. And I can't really say it was a sense of religion that made me aware of that. It was just the sense of the energy was frightening, or it was angelic-like. So it was kind of cool.
So I'm sure you come across good and bad spirits, but have you ever come across demons?
There is a lot of demonic spirit out there, which is, I think, in so many ways, is affecting our world right now. As we just had in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and I can say all across the United States, and we've had a couple here in Canada, which is, it's horrifying each time you hear about this stuff. And I truly feel the weak and vulnerable are subject to some of this. But that's when my critics will just say, no, it's mental illness, or it's something that's going on with these people, or they just snap. They snap for a reason, and sometimes the spirit world will take advantage, especially the demonics will take full advantage of people like that.
So how do you explain demons? Are they a passed on human that is maybe on the evil side, or is it kind of more spiritual?
They're both. Depending on a lot of, in my opinion, because every psychic has, every clairvoyant, anybody spiritual has a different opinion, and mine is a little bit different in the fact that the demonic ones can be try to frighten people into submission, when you can get also a demonic that will be angelic-like for the first little while and then almost convince you that what you're doing is correct. So they build up a rapport. It's just like as if they were alive. If they can take advantage of you, and they're big opportunists, and they can find the loophole, they'll definitely try and control you. I've been in a few situations where I've watched things happen to people, and I've been choked out in a couple of episodes of my new series that I'm out on TV, and that freaks out everybody, the crew, myself, because I'm not listening, I'm not behaving the way they want me to.
And let's talk about that. Now, you're on a show that just started. You've had one season. It's called Knock Knock Ghost.
Yes, it is.
How did that come about for you?
Oh, I met the producer through a friend of mine. I've got a great life story. My wife is a stand-up comedian here in Canada. And she had a lot of comedians that she talked to, and I would go to see most of her shows. And there was one person that was a radio personality, and Richard Ryder, who's part of the show. And they said that his producer was looking for a psychic, but they were looking for a female psychic. And Richard, I had done a previous reading for him about certain things, and he got me on the as an audition, I guess, to meet these people, and I think I just blew them away by what I was telling them.
Now, watching the show, I've noticed there was, it's quite a different mix of people. You've got Richard Ryder, a comedian, Brian Doyle, who's the assistant, and yourself, a medium. I've never seen that combination in any other show.
I think that's where I give the producer kudos on this, because what a variance of humans we are. One is slightly skeptical. The other one is a believer and is afraid. But we're all protective of one another, but they're both so curious about the afterlife and what goes on, and they want to know more, just like the regular Joe on the street or you and I talking. It blows my mind, and I have so much fun with it. It's serious, but we have a lot of fun. It's the first time that you can put something out there that actually has a more human touch to it. I'm not screaming at ghosts. I'm not trying to control them or exercise them. I'm trying to find out who they are. They all have a story to say, so we just want to listen to them and find out the history about them. So it's kind of fun. And then I move them to the light as many want to move. I'll move them on. But Brian Doyle is afraid of his own shadow, which is so cool.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the different combination. And that brings me to other shows in the ghost hunting and medium venue. Are there ones that you particularly like to watch or that are your favorites?
I must admit, I did enjoy Ghost Adventures for many, many years. And Zach and his crew. And I thought, with all the electronic gadgets that they have to go out and try and find the spirit world, and they get introduced to a whole bunch of new ones, and if they actually work, it's kind of cool. But they are getting entities, they are getting voices, they are getting orbs, shadow people, that type of thing. So I was kind of impressed with their show. And it hasn't fallen off. I just think that even in season 12 for them, their shows are still pretty unique and pretty good.
Well, how do you feel about shows like The Ghost Adventures and TAPS that do not use a psychic or a medium in their investigation?
No, because I think that's a niche that some people are looking for. They want to be the regular Joe going out there without any psychic ability and knock on doors and be frightened to death, in my opinion. I just sort of go out there and invite them. When we go into a haunted home or an old building, a fort, I am so excited about inviting them here. I want the energy. So good, bad, or indifferent, and they come. And if you've seen our show, you see how active it is, the voices we get, the knocks, and that's without all the equipment that people use. And they're getting visions of orbs that move around or go through one's head. My cameraman, who's behind me, who's amazing, he'll get his hair pulled or a tuck at his shirt, and he won't want to be in a hallway alone with me even. So it's quite active when I go in. And these guys are, the other shows, they're trying to go out there and provoke them. I'm not out there. I'm inviting them, good or bad.
It sounds to me like you are attracting spirits yourself, sort of compared to a moth to a flame.
Absolutely. I wish I could give names of many more good, amazing psychics out there in the TV world, but I'm not good with the names and I'm sorry. But there was a woman who worked with a retired police detective, and I forget her name.
I think that's Amy Allen.
Yeah. She blew my mind. If there's anyone that I can meet in this world right now, she would be one of them. She, to me, was very honest, very real, very open, and she was already preparing herself to any place that she was going to investigate, which is what I have done since I was a child. If I'm going somewhere, I'm trying to invite the spirit world to come out and play. And she was doing the same thing to try and find out the things that were happening. I think that woman is amazing. She is absolutely crazy, that woman. Because some of the stuff I wouldn't even want to do.
So you find yourself having the same pattern and doing the same things in a reading as her.
Yeah.
And that's how you go about doing an investigation yourself.
I will, about a 20-minute drive prior to wherever we are going, I will they all tell me, I'm very quiet, I'm very reserved, I don't talk, I don't laugh like we usually do, and I just, they say my eyes are so intense because I'm paying attention to the spirits, my guides, knocking on the other guides' doors, and then flashing back and forth to me saying, oh, you're going to meet this person, you're going to meet that person, so, or this spirit, that spirit, and I'm just almost prepared for it ahead of time. So when I walk into an asylum, I'm greeted by then the demonic, the healthy, the dark, the criminally insane, and I'm ahead of the game because I'm prepared for them and what would happen. And they love to talk.
Was there a particular experience in the first season of the show that left a mark, or certainly you always keep thinking about now?
We didn't. There's two of them. One wasn't aired on the show enough, but there was The Asylum, which was one of our last shows in near St. Thomas, Ontario. It has such a history on it, and I saw more of the employees that had passed away in the halls than I did the actual people that had passed away in the hospital itself. It seemed like they went to the light and moved forward, and then I had just the most amazing conversations with the actual employees who passed away and went back to the place that they love. There was almost 23 or 25 of them, which was, and I was calling them out by name, and we had a curator there that was there since its inauguration, and he takes care of the place, and everyone that I mentioned, he knew personally. So that blew him away and me away, but we didn't play that segment, but that's my biggest thrill to date. And the other one is in Fort Henry in Kingston, and I was choked, and I had to leave the premises to get out of there to breathe again. And my cameraman was with me. I didn't even know he was with me, because if you're feeling suffocated or an inability to breathe, the first thing that you're going to do, I panic. I had to get some fresh air. And it was so natural, and he had it on film, so thank God they didn't show it all, but it was enough to show that they had control. And I had orbs coming out of my head for 15, 20 minutes after that, so I was attacked by more than one spirit.
Has that ever really frightened you when you're being attacked? And do you ever have the feeling that it can go much further than just pushing, shoving, and touching your hair?
Oh, I'm telling you, Warren, with my heart, that the demonic and the evil spirits will find it in their power to hurt you or abuse you if you are trying to control the situation in there. They're like a bully in a room that are controlling the other spirits that want to leave and go to the light. And I'm someone who's taking them away from that. They dislike me to a point, it's unbelievable. They will kill batteries in our cameras, our mics will go dead, lights will just shut off out of nowhere. They want to do their best to prevent me from releasing some of the spirits that they're controlling. It's crazy.
We recently had Kevin Sullivan on our show, and in his frame of thought, there are no such things as passed on humans that we communicate with. Who we are communicating with as mediums are familiar spirits or demons.
I'll have to pay attention to that one.
Well, do you think in your experience that mediums and yourself could be being fooled and really letting demons manipulate you?
They can change into anything that they want to change into. But if, in my humble psychic opinion, it's like going from an air-conditioned room and walking directly outside into the hot day. There, I can tell by the difference almost immediately. To this day, I have evil on the left of me many, many times and positive to my right. And then they can switch it up because they're fighting amongst one another. But they give me great answers to help people. Because the bad want to help me, they want to help me in a way, give me the answers, and they're truthful answers to the client that I'm working with, but then they want to control that person, because you can watch them almost, the demon trying to get into that person's world or into that person's energy, which I prevent at all times.
When you come into contact with a good spirit, is it in fact that they are looking to cross over as well?
I believe that the good have gone to the light and have crossed over, but they might have done something that wasn't too pleasant on this earth, and they've come back to make amends, to try and help the people that they've hurt. And the ones that haven't gone to the light, you can tell that they are more frightened because the energy is spastic. They would come on and come off like a strobe light in energy. It's that fast, and you know that they haven't gone to the light. The ones that have, it's a very nice feeling. They come into the light. I feel their energy, and it's always positive. And then they talk, and it's just like you and I talking right now. It just blows my mind, and that's the kind of things that I try and explore and explain to people when I'm on the show.
Now, on the other side, do you feel like your show and your investigations are missing out by not having as much equipment in the electronic world as, let's say, Zach and the boys?
No, I'm very good at this, and I have a whole bunch of skeptics and...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And people that would follow me, and we would do certain ghost hunts in certain areas of Ontario, Canada, and I would point out that you're going to get a picture of two orbs if you take that picture right now. And then right away, pointing my finger, all the cameras go there, and about four or five of them have a set of orbs taking pictures. And it's not a cross of everyone's cameras, because I do tell them, you take a picture, then someone else take a picture, and maybe you'll catch them. And out of the four people, two of them got the photos of two orbs being there. Then they even asked me their names, and I was able to mention their names, and I had a police officer take a look and investigate those names. I never heard back from them to find out if they had actually committed suicide there.
Now, you're scheduled to start filming a second season this spring for your new show.
I'm humbled by this. This is so much fun.
Now, do you guys get to pick the locations that you go to in the investigations, or is it something that the production does?
We try and avoid homes, because I would have to do four or five homes in a week to make a a television show for that hour, and it becomes too busy. It would look like a soap opera. You wouldn't know who's who. So we always try and look for the most haunted places anywhere in Canada that we have an opportunity to go in. And I think we're going to start doing some places in Quebec, in BC maybe. And if I get an opportunity to go into the U.S., I want to just go on in Tennessee, because that, to me, I've been there many times, and that's one of the most haunted states I've ever been to.
Do you find places like graveyards and churches can be more haunted than someone's home?
Yeah, I would. You understand, I'm sure you've done shows where people talk about vortexes.
Yes.
So I believe that there's certain areas where a vortex is, whether it's a graveyard, and they're not as haunted as people say they are, in my opinion, again, sorry. But they're not as haunted as it would be the Dairy Queen that was right beside the cemetery. That place is haunted. And I would get more energy from that, because that is a certain vortex. It was a happy place to be. People would come in and out, but at the same time, the employees would feel uncomfortable. So they're everywhere.
So you don't really think it matters too much if we decide to get cremated or where we're actually laid to rest?
No, I would warn it's a shell. We leave that shell, we keep our soul, and we move on. And we just increase we increase the opportunity to be the best that we can be. I'm very skeptical that we keep on coming back to Earth to be mean and to be evil. I think we might even ask that happens in one of our soul lives just to have the experience. I know it sounds horrible, but I think that's what a lot of spirits or human beings are right now. We're our own experiment. We just go out there and we just make ourselves do certain things because we didn't do them in the past life, where we're trying to regenerate and be better than we were, or eviler than we are, if that's such a word.
Then you have a belief in reincarnation.
Absolutely, yes, totally.
What would you think the purpose of reincarnation is then? Is it just a continuous challenge to our own souls for growth in spirituality?
Right. I believe in that wholeheartedly. I find that we're all here to take lessons. And being reincarnated over and over again and having all of these lives, because I can come back in this life maybe 50 more times because I have not learned my purpose. I have not learned what I was supposed to be doing. I never expected to be on television more. I never expected to have this kind of connection. I worked for a transport company for 33 years as a logistics guy. I was nobody special. I was just that guy. And then I just decided I couldn't do this anymore. I stopped, moved on, and with the support of my wife, I just 100% flourished and took off, and all of a sudden this attention came through, and that was part of my calling. So I feel much better in this body with this soul life because I'm learning every day something new. I'm not out to punish anyone, hurt anyone. I'm out here to learn or to help the people find their loved ones and move on or give them an answer from their loved ones. I think that is my job.
With reincarnation, do you believe that it's a group reincarnation, so all of the other spirits that we're around right now all kind of pass on and then we're reconnected in our next reincarnation of life?
I hear of that, Warren, but I can't say, oh, I've met you before, or it feels like I've known you my whole life and you might have just met that person. I'm not sure. I can't answer that. I wish it would be true, because maybe when you do meet that person, I feel so relieved that this person accepts me for who I am right away without having to make an excuse not to understand what I do for a living.
Do you have the belief that everybody walking around, you know, the street cleaner, the ditch digger, everybody in the world has this ability to connect with spirit?
Everyone. Absolutely.
So are most people just getting caught up in modern life and their work and kids and house and smartphones, and so they're just not paying attention and it's just kind of passing them by?
You're basically answering it for me. I mean, I have five amazing grandchildren, and they know more about the electronic world than I ever have at that age, because there were no computers. And if they were in big offices somewhere. And I rode a bike and played in the park. These kids play on their electronic devices, and they pay attention to that so hardly. I'm not saying that my grandchildren, that's all they do, but I have a grandson and a granddaughter that do see things and explain to their mom that, hey, I see this old man. So even with the electronic world, he's not being shunned away from it. We ask him to express himself, but he does see a man with a beard in his home. He's not frightened by him, but he just knows that he's there.
Yes, I feel that myself. I think that when you walk into a room where there's been a fight, you can pick up the vibrations, just as if you go to a place that everybody's happy and having a good time, you pick up that vibration as well.
That's exactly what I pick up with the dead. It's vibrations, good and bad, and it sounds biblical almost, and I don't like to be that way, but any psychic, any medium, any clairvoyant, anybody with any special sensitivity to our spiritual world, you can define good and bad. That's why I was kind of curious about Kevin Sullivan saying that everyone was evil or demonic. I don't see that. I would challenge him.
Certainly, you know, Kevin only sees things as one way, and a lot of people have challenged him on this. You're not the first. He's sort of saying that you as a medium are being manipulated by the demon so that they can get across a message to somebody that you're reading for to direct them in the direction that the demon wants them to go into.
No. We get higher levels of demonic that, you know, obviously can take control of a person's body, and where the religious side of exorcism is required, or the smudging of a home to be removed. I've seen it. I've been in it all. So those things are kind of scary for me even. And I'm the spiritual guy who's out there to try and find out why they're doing that. And they are so mean that they would attack me or hurt me or the smell of sulfur enough that it'll make you sick to your stomach. And there's a lot of bad out there, I agree. But I believe wholeheartedly that there's more positive than there are negative. And I believe more in the spiritual trying to give us an answer world than I believe that it's always demonic.
Now, earlier you were talking about angels. So you obviously have a belief that we have angels that are around us all the time.
Yeah, I've seen three in my lifetime. Again, it's like for the last 51 years, I guess, I've been involved spiritually. One was basically, I saw one around a child when I was 11 years old. I saw an angel-type figure in front of one of my clients right in my own home, which kind of freaked me out because I wasn't prepared, but I was so relaxed about it. And just recently at the asylum in St. Thomas, I had seen an angel, which kind of freaked me out. I wasn't prepared. You're never prepared for something as angelic as that. We're never, ever are.
What do you think the purpose of the angels are? What exactly are they doing?
Okay. I can sit there and become almost emotional for no reason whatsoever, because it feels that like, oh, wow, I'm in the presence of somebody a little bit stronger than me, a little bit healthier than me, that's trying to help me, that's trying to give me guidance for the person that they're dealing with beside them. They're so, so helpful. It's amazing. They're there to give us an answer, and they make you feel at ease in seconds, and you know that they're good people, or good souls. Sorry, I consider us all people in a way. Sorry.
Now, you've named the show Knock Knock Ghost. Can I ask where the name came from for the show?
Oh, that's from our producer, Kyle Whitelaw. He picked that out, and he is such a, let's not just say for my show or our show. Kyle has an imagination that just can blow you away, and he's so into everything and so professional. This guy's, he blows my mind. I'm glad I'm a part of his life. This guy can think of so many things, and he has a demented sense of humor sometimes that I'm not even ready for, which I love.
So where do you see the future of this going?
Well, I'm going to tell you a couple of things that I would like to see. I would like to really have a spin-off of all of us ghost hunters. And you know how they do they're looking for the best of the best in The Voice or some show that's out there with the best music singers or that type of thing or the best entertainers. I would like to have a spin-off of the best psychics down the road, and I'm hoping that I can personally produce that show one day.
I have to wish you good luck getting all the psychics together.
Oh, listen, we all have egos. We all think we're this or that or whatever the case may be, and I'm no better than the next psychic or the next medium. If they have a certain talent, like, go ahead, share that with us. If someone is a better psychic than me or a better clairvoyant medium, whatever they saying they are, and I can sit with them and just agree, they have center stage. I will send people to them. I have sent people to other people that could, other psychics, mediums that could help my client base. I don't have an ego here. I really don't. The only ego is maybe wanting the world to love this show.
Now, if I understand this, you actually have a client base and you do readings outside of the show.
Yeah, it's great. I'm booking like 2 months in advance, where I used to only book 2 days in advance. So that has changed, and that is because of the TV show and my popularity out there now. But it's more of the, I'm doing a psychic reading, but I'm also doing life coaching at the same time, which is it's the ultimate thing I've ever wanted to do. I took a course in life coaching. I was able to use the tools that we were taught for all of us to be better at something that we wanted to do, or give people the tools to get better at doing something. But I can break it down quicker because I'm a psychic, so I'm looking for answers from your guides, and I get them much quicker. I can change people. I've changed people's position of what they've done in their job in 9 weeks, and they've moved on to be completely successful. It doesn't happen every time, but it makes a person feel better about themselves, gives them confidence, the ability to say no. So many different positive things, like stop living a horrible lifestyle, you know, that type of thing. And it works, and I'm very successful at it. So maybe that's my ego there.
Yes, but it sounds like you're helping a lot of people as well.
It is. And people can go to my website. Those testimonials that are out there, I have not changed a word. All I do is I read them and put them out there. I haven't had a bad one yet. So if I had a bad one, Warren, I'd put it out there just so people can have another point of view, but I've been that lucky.
Now, in the world today, with all the terrorism going on and killings and mass shootings and negative things in general, now, do you think this is demons or evil spirits in a sort of way that are trying to, you know, are they manipulating living people?
It has an influence for sure. Listen, my neighbors to the south, the Americans, I love all of you people. I really do. But I wish gun control would happen, you know? That's my personal opinion. It's hurting us. It's hurting the world. And I just wish that would change. And I think that would lead to something else of being better to your fellow man that way. Because a gun is control. Why not be able to talk with words? I think it's that simple, but we don't see it that way.
Yeah, I used to believe that wholeheartedly, because I see so many countries like Canada and Australia that have done really well with gun control. I don't know that it'd work in the United States.
I agree with your statement as a rebuttal, but it just takes one person, Warren, one person to make those changes. And it snowballs after that. Eventually it'll just end. I do see an end to guns in my lifetime. I do see an end to guns.
And speaking of evil people that have lived on the world, such as Hitler or Osama bin Laden, now, do they pass on as we all do, or are they stuck on Earth, or do they need to be led into the light? Where do you think that they go?
Oh, I think they've come back a couple of times and have already been destroyed. I don't believe that they've come back to this Earth to be friendly. Those are the type of demonic spirits that stay in that world. I'm not just saying that Hitler has, but I would say he's come back 3 or 4 times, but he wasn't dead when they said he was dead, that's for sure. But he's come back quickly. He could have been like the serial killer looking for specific people to murder or that type of thing. That's the demonic side that I pick up from people.
Now, how do people get a hold of you to get a reading or communicate? What's your contact information?
Well, they can go to my website. It's jghuntconsulting.com. They can also like me on, I have a Facebook tab that they can like me and see what the heck is going on. I do Skype readings. I'm doing it internationally now since I'm going as far as in Bali and New Delhi. And I've done, I think, every state except Arizona so far. Arizona has called. So.
Well, Arizona, I'm not going to touch that one today.
Okay. Thank you. You made me laugh. That was a good one today. Thank you.
Our guest has been medium Jim Hunt from the show Knock Knock Ghost, seen on Out TV in Canada, and hopefully in quite a few stations coming up in the U.S. and the U.K.
Well, we're hoping that the American stations will pick it up so that we can be a challenge to everybody, and hopefully the U.K. will be very shortly as well.
I've really enjoyed the conversation today. Again, thank you.
Warren, thank you very much for everything.
You've been listening to the House of Mystery radio show. To find out more about our guests, hosts, or shows, go to www.houseofmystery.com.
Show's over for now.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Yeah. Good night.
This has been a production of Something Weird Media.
I'll be back.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You've been listening to the House of Mystery radio show. To find out more about our guests, hosts, or shows, go to www.houseofmystery.com.
Show's over for now.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Yeah. Good night.
This has been a production of Something Weird Media.
I'll be back.